Hey there. In 2018, my local chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention in Western New York sent me to a soul shop for church leaders training in Buffalo. The goal of the training was to help communities, churches, and individuals impacted by suicide. Since 2018, I have attended two other Soul Shop for Leaders workshops. This spring, I've been invited to become a trainer for Soul Shop. With the help of HSP listeners, I'll be attending this training in Little Rock, Arkansas at the end of April. With the help of this training, I'll be able to offer workshops for church leaders and youth workers to support efforts of suicide prevention and to help churches and individuals impacted by suicide. To contribute to the expenses of this training, go to www.buymeacoffee.com/Tara L. Eastman. For more information on the Soul Shop Movement, go to www.soulshopmovement.org. Thank you for your help in this important work in the church and the world. And if you contribute, please make a note that this is for Soul Shop training. Thank you for being a partner in faith-based suicide prevention to equip faith community leaders and congregations to minister to those impacted by suicide.
Hey there, faithful listener. I'm sure that this is not the voice you were expecting to hear come out of your headphones or your speakers this week, but I can assure you that you are listening to Holy Shenanigans Podcast. I'm Ian, the other Eastman that's been involved with this project since day one. I just usually do all the behind-the-scenes things. Well, that all changes today. This week it became apparent that Tara was not going to be able to record a new episode, and we were both very sad about that because, you know, since we started this thing back in September of 2020, we haven't missed one week. And so rather than break that winning streak, she asked me if I could fill in. So Lord help us all. I'd like to tell you a story this week about a boy named Sonny. A class field trip is usually a welcome respite from the monotony of the rest of the school year. But for one junior high boy named Sonny, it found him in an anxious and embarrassed state. Had it been an optional activity, he never would have put himself in this position, but it was a required activity. Something so carefree and fun for his classmates just confirmed to Sonny how much he didn't belong among them. The stressor? The school bus had disembarked at a highway hot dog stand on the way back home, and Sonny was flat broke. Not broke because he lost his money or because he overspent on souvenirs, but because Sonny was rarely afforded the basic necessities of life. He had been evicted from home on more than one occasion. His clothing was ill-fitting and worn. He had already gone hungry on many occasions. This time it was different, though. Suffering in private was one thing, but to be shown lacking in front of his classmates would be truly humiliating. Sonny shared a talent common to so many kids at risk, and that's the ability to make oneself scarce to avoid awkward situations and questions. So Sonny began to look for a way to quietly slip away from his classmates and the chaperones. He figured he could go behind this hot dog stand and kind of hide out in the woods and kill some time until he heard everybody getting back onto the bus. He had pulled this kind of thing off many times before, but this time something unexpected happened before he could make his break. The school principal had been standing behind Sonny all along. He herded Sonny and a classmate towards the hot dog stand, suggesting, "What do you boys say you let the principal treat two of his favorite students to supper tonight?" The classmate mildly protested that he could buy his own food, but the principal insisted on paying for both of them because it was a special occasion. And it was a special occasion. Sonny remembered that dinner invitation for the rest of his life. It was an invitation that not only satisfied his physical hunger, but met his profoundly spiritual hunger for belonging among his schoolmates. I never met this principal or even learned his name. However, I did know Sonny, although I never called him by that name. I always just called him Dad. Often in my line of work, which is health and human services, I see how childhood abuse, trauma, and neglect can shape someone's life. and I give thanks for this principal and other souls like him who treated my father with compassion and dignity when his family of origin could not or would not. Those graceful experiences gave him a different vision and aspiration for his life than the cruelty he so often experienced. The story I told you happened in the 1940s, but still today there are many Sunnies in our neighborhoods, schools, churches, and organizations. Hospitality is key. Never underestimate the power of any action that affirms the inherent worth and dignity of a person. Like a pebble tossed in the water, the kind act you do today may ripple throughout a person's lifetime. And that's a wrap. Maybe I wasn't the Eastman you were looking for this week, but you know what? Maybe I was the Eastman Gotham City needed. I assure you, Tara will be back next week with more sacred but not stuffy stories on Holy Shenanigans. Hey there, faithful listener. I'm sure this is not the voice that you're expecting to hear, but I can assure you. And now the dog's here.
Hey there, friends of Holy Shenanigans podcast. I'm thrilled to share that I'll be recording live from the Wild Goose Festival this July 11 through 14. Wild Goose Festival is a transformational community grounded in faith-inspired social justice. It's a one-of-a-kind gathering that brings together activists, artists, and seekers from all walks of life to explore justice and art, spirituality, and community. The festival will take place at Van Hoy Farms in Union Grove, North Carolina, and I'd love for you to join me there. From engaging workshops to inspired panels and interactive experiences, Wild Goose has something for everyone. So mark your calendars and let's be part of this incredible community that is committed to making a positive impact in the world. For more information, visit www.wildgoosefestival.org. As one of my followers, use a discount code A-TLE24. That's A-TLE24. And you'll get $50 off the price of an adult weekend ticket. We will see you there at the Wild Goose Festival to connect, to build community, and to work for social justice.